We miss you. We will see you next week. You are talented. You are unique. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
Amen to that.
Right on.
Give to KBOO today during our end-of-year match. Wrapping up December 31st, donations from all new and increasing members will be matched one-to-one up to $15,000 from the Collins Foundation and SSI Shredding Systems. Give an extra gift today or become a new member and your membership will be doubled to support independent community media and citizen journalism at KBOO. Thank you.
You're listening to KBOO Portland, where it's 10 o'clock on the nose. Coming right up, it's Air Cascadia with Chris Andre hosting. Headlines, interviews, and commentary at 10:15. We got flashpoints and a look at the future of public school education under a Trump presidency. And also, what kind of attorney general will a white supremacist like Jefferson Sessions make? Oh boy. At 11 o'clock on the Recovery Zone, author Susan Engel discusses her recent book, The End of the Rainbow, How Educating for Happiness, Not Money, would transform our schools. And we thank you, KBOO members, for your generous, generous support. And we hope more is coming. We hope that more people, more listeners will become members of KBOO. You can do that by going to kboo.fm and clicking where it says donate. We so appreciate that. And now we're going to go right to Air Cascadia. Please stay tuned.
Today is Wednesday, November 23rd, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. This being the day before American squalor known as Thanksgiving, I just want to make sure that this goes out. One thing that I am eternally and exceptionally grateful for is one Tammy Dean, who is engineering for us today, and all the other people at Sam Parish engineers, of course, Derek Crooks, our new AM News and Public Affairs Director engineers for this show, all the people who do the board ops who come in and engineer this show. They're indeed and truly the shaman of the station. Thanks to all of you who board up for Air Cascadia. That said, we've got a little bit of weather. I want to dash through the next few days with you and also let you know that we are inviting Sunny to join us on the show today. We're going to talk a little bit more in depth about Black Snake traditions in First Nations lives, especially since at Standing Rock, tomorrow is going to be a day that I do believe history will mark. The weather to get things rolling. And Sunny, if you're out there listening, do please give us a shout. For today, showers likely and how? I'll say, highs around 51. We've got a south wind 8 to 13, could gust up to 20 miles per hour. And tonight it's going to come bucketing down, lows around 47. And we could get winds up to 16 miles per hour, gusting to 23. And we get a chance of rain tomorrow, of course, goes without saying. It'll be heavy, and we'll have a high around 51, and we're going to have wind driving all of that home. And for tomorrow night, rain, wind, lows around 46. And that takes us up to the day, and we would guess that the day after, if people are just absolutely itching to throw money about, then why not throw it in the direction of KBOO? That's a gift. That's a gift that keeps on giving 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. It just seems longer if you're trying to produce it on the fly. Today, we're producing on the fly. We possibly will be joined later in the show by Robert Craig with Citizen Action Wisconsin. He's been a great friend of this program. He's going to talk with us about finally, they're using the word irregularity. Actually, I have a press release lying in front of me here on the table. I expect it to leap up and do a few slaps in the face of the people who are behind the irregularities. Donald Trump himself said that there were going to be irregularities. He was right. He meant Democrats, but what he was actually doing was, for the one rare moment in his entire campaign, he actually told the truth when he said there'd be irregularities. He should know, too, because he was, of course, the author of those said irregularities. Somebody's going to take a look at it now. Exit polls notwithstanding, there are indeed, counting up the numbers of people who voted, counting up the number of votes. Whoops! looks like there's a problem there. And of course, where else but Wisconsin? And people, we know that people in Wisconsin are going to stand up and fight this. So that said, I do believe we have Sunny joining us today. Sunny, thanks so much. Can't think of a better guest on the show today.
Oh, thank you. You are kind to say so, and thank you to allow me to join your show, and also thank you for what you do and all of KBOO. Big gratitude. Thank you.
Well, I attended one action at the Army Corps of Engineers where children had a costume, a Black Snake costume, and they danced their way through the crowd and to the massive honking of passing motorists, made their way up to the podium. There was a lot of drumming, dancing, singing. And that black snake certainly, I think, that galvanized lots of people. In the Hopi teachings, I guess, we know that toward the end of the world, that Spider Woman is coming back and that she's going to weave her web across the landscape, and you'll see it everywhere. And that's how you know that things are wrapping up, as it were. So I want to talk a little bit about some of these teachings. It has been said, and it has even been said on mainstream media, that the first appearance was in the roads that devastated natural migration lines and lifelines across this country. That was a surface snake, and then there's a darker snake beneath the ground, and the black snake has different sides. It's also a medicine snake. So what do you know about the medicine snake?
Well, I think what you have to say there, pardon me, with the children dancing and the energizing that comes from it is very interesting, and then the linkage perhaps all the way down to the Hopi, because, of course, the many nations across this continent for a long, long time have had close association, and we see that once again particularly close now. And in truth, this story, as I know it, does have a Hopi linkage, and it is connected to the Serpent Mound in Ohio, and there is much tribal history and confluence with present-day American history in that region. The previous show with Paul and his guest, Ms. Keeler, the young, very articulate woman who talks history so well, was talking about that Ohio River Valley area. And so here is how I understand it. Okay. Now, the nations around there, Seneca, Cayuga, Seneca primarily, but Cayuga linkage through the Confederation of the Nations, and my wordage might not be quite as perfect as those who have grown up closer to the nations. My wordage is just as I can put it together from my grandparents who have passed on to the next world. But anyway, that Serpent Mound contains within it that strong, dynamic, energizing power, which, according to Hopi, got to be careful, carries almost too much power, got to carry it carefully. The nation that perhaps brought it, that medicine in, and then there was conflict around it with some of the people that were here, is kind of symbolic of that. But the family that has linkage to that historically, and whom I know of and will not speak of them too much because they have been hard hit, as many historical, prominent historical American Indian families still are hit through generations by people that carry vendettas and vengeance from their conflict side. That family also has Lenape or Delaware heritage back to the Garden of Eden and the story of the Garden of Eden, which is carried by the Delaware people. And what happened through the birth of this one who came along as a very strong, strong fighter named Logan, whose own family was nearly entirely decimated through slaughter, terrible atrocity upon his family, is that the combined forces of what's in the Serpent Mound linked to the old story of Eden, which is all about matriarchy, and his devotion to carry on that devotion to matriarchy is what is within the component of the good black snake medicine.
Sonny, hang on, hold that thought there. We're going to have to fit. This is a very short program, and I have to ask you to come back. Very much so. We want to do a whole program, just storytelling, just on the black snake, because tomorrow at Standing Rock, we're going to see something, I think, manifest along these lines. And I want very much to have you join us to talk about that. So we have to say thank you for now. And
thank you.
But more storytelling, we need to hear this. It's incredibly important, because this is how we understand Standing Rock. This is how we make sense of this historic moment in history. Thank you so much. And we've got to go quickly now to Robert Craig joining us, Citizen Action Wisconsin. Robert, I want to thank you so much for joining us. Welcome back. I got a press release this morning about irregularities in voting in Wisconsin. You were the first person I thought to call.
Hey, good to talk to you, Chris. It's a complicated situation. It actually includes two other battleground states. There are some top computer analysts, including University of Michigan, who think based on turnout numbers that there are irregularities involving voting machines that were electronic and had no paper record. and that they are enough to switch the outcome. The problem is to actually establish that they'd need access to the evidence, to the actual machines. And they've been talking to the Clinton administration, their campaign and John Podesta yes. for a week. And so the problem is this, without having the specific evidence, just the correlation, the Clinton campaign would have to cause a firestorm, is my understanding, by challenging and asking for a recount in these three states. And would they do that based on these computer models and analyses by computer experts and risk a firestorm? So it's a very complicated situation, but it is very disturbing what they found. But the question is, will it ever really be investigated, Chris? That's the question.
Well, I am absolutely confident that somebody is going to have to look into this, and there's going to be a firestorm one way or another. So somebody better stand up and... it's just a question of where it starts. We are going to be completely out of time. Do you want to give listeners the Citizen Action Wisconsin sources, contacts, where to go to find out more about what is going on in Wisconsin?
CitizenActionWI.org or the Citizen Action Wisconsin Facebook page. Like that, and you will get all the latest developments in this story and other critical stories.
Yeah, so couldn't be easier. I want to also encourage, and again, I want to thank you so much for joining us on the fly, short notice, a few short words on a huge topic. Don't forget, now is the time, listeners, to get on the horn and to beg Obama to free Leonard Peltier. He just freed a bunch of people, prisoners who probably shouldn't have been in behind bars in the first place. And isn't it time, isn't it well past time to free Leonard Peltier? This has been Air Cascadia for Wednesday, November 23rd. Engineering for us today, Tammy Dean. Thanks so much, Tammy. The KBOOM News and Public Affairs Director is Derek Crooks. Thanks, Derek. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.